Have Uber and Lyft just sent the largest taxi company in their hometown into bankruptcy protection? That's a question being asked today as San Francisco's Yellow Cab Co-op says it will file for Chapter 11. Joining us now for more on this is Joe Fitzgerald Rodriguez, reporter with the San Francisco Examiner. Hey, Joe.
Hey there.
So how much of Yellow Cab filing for bankruptcy has to do with Uber and Lyft?
Well, it has to do with Uber and Lyft, but not in the way that you would think right off the bat. When most people think of Uber and Lyft as competition, they think of it as taking passengers away from taxis. But in this case, what we've seen from a letter revealed from shareholders, sources of mine who pass it to me, was that actually drivers are the concern. Yellow has had a lot of trouble of late putting enough drivers out there on the road to get the amount of profits they need to keep up with all these mounting lawsuits.
Because drivers would rather drive for Uber or Lyft?
Not precisely. What really is happening is that they're finding out that the competition from Uber and Lyft is so fierce that they're sometimes getting out of driving altogether. I think most taxi drivers perceive a real problem in making anything beyond minimum wage for Uber and Lyft because of the costs of gas, the costs of maintenance, all the associated costs with cars, and the risks with using their own personal insurance for what is essentially livery driving, even though the insurance forms are changing. So these drivers see kind of like a catch-22. They can't drive for cabs that they want to do, and then they can't drive for Uber and Lyft because they perceive them to make less money and to be more dangerous for their in terms of insurance.
Well, and I guess the thing in the back of people's minds across the country in cities where Uber and Lyft have shown up and really shaken up the industry is this going to start happening in other places? Are they going to face the exact same problems that the cab company in San Francisco did, and cab companies all over America will start to fold with this new competition?
Well, different cities have been handling this differently. I mean, San Francisco, because Uber and Lyft are headquartered here and have strong ties to our city government, they've actually been quite welcoming to Uber and Lyft. There have reportedly been as many as 16,000 active Uber drivers who pour in from the outer Bay Area and come into the more profitable urban core of San Francisco, where that could be seen replicated in cities across the country, except some cities across the country have put a limit on the number of cars that can come in and the amount of competition that Uber and Lyft can have.
So what would be lost if the cab company there goes under and we just have the new companies?
Well, I should be clear that it's not certain that this bankruptcy move will signal that Yellow Cab will go away.
Of course.
They are facing multi-million dollar lawsuits, and they're huge, and they certainly are a worry for the company, and that is partly behind this bankruptcy move. But if Yellow Cab was to be lost, there are people that still depend on old school taxi services who don't have smartphones, who don't know how to use these apps, who may depend on a cash economy, and, you know, for whatever reasons of credit linked to poverty, may not be able to use credit cards for Uber and Lyft. There's a segment of the population that really does still depend on cabs. The disability community who depends on cabs who provide paratransit in San Francisco. And that's because here in San Francisco, Uber won't pick you up in a wheelchair.
Hmm. That's Joe Fitzgerald Rodriguez, a reporter with the San Francisco Examiner. Joe, thank you.
Thank you very much for having me.